She's the talk of the town. You wanna be around to hear what Marge will say. What's going on in our hometown? What's the buzz today? She's as sharp as can be. Marge wants to see Marion at its best. So tune in right here and give Marge a cheer. Marge Hazelnut. She's as sharp as can be. Marge wants to see Marion at its best. So tune in right here and give her a cheer. Marge Hazelnut.
And good morning. It's Friday, September 21st, 2018, 14 minutes past the hour. Talk of the Town with Marge Hazelnut. Marge, how are you?
Well, I'm endured a bad morning already, folks. The traffic pattern in this town really needs assessing. And I'm not kidding you. You can sit through a light and then you're through another light. And I don't care where you are in town, the traffic is bumper to bumper to bumper. I'm always thankful that I never have an emergency. My emergency is trying to get where I'm wanting to get to. Now, don't tell me to start out early. I started out a half an hour early. I'm almost a half an hour late getting here because of the traffic.
It's funny you mention that, because when I was coming in this morning, I thought there were a lot of cars on the road this morning. And normally, it wasn't that way, but this morning, on 309, they were at the light. They were backed up by about 10. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe it.
Well, I was backed up down there where used to be Marion Catholic School. I was at the light, trying to get through the light to make a left, and through two lights, and it's a long light to begin with, and you're just sitting there. Then you're out there in the bumper-to-bumper traffic, and people from out of town are all confused and probably angry at the same time. But something's going to have to be addressed because it is terrible. There's always some accident over there on Marion, what is that road there where Marion Catholic is on or was on?
The high school?
Mm-hmm.
No, Route 95, Marymount Gilead Road, yeah.
Yeah, Mount Gilead
It's a
road.
Very busy road.
Oh.
And stoplights everywhere.
Everywhere. And you're at every light.
I know.
I don't know how long. And it's not that I'm in a big hurry. I start out in plenty of time. Plenty of time. I walk in here. Of course, that clock was wrong. But that's okay.
You know, I don't know why that clock never kept right time. We've tried to replace batteries. We've tried to set it right. It always loses time. I think it's just going to have to go.
I think so. I think it's about time we get a different clock.
Yeah, that I don't know where that clock even came from, but it does not keep right time, and it never has.
I've had a couple clocks like that, too, in my house, and I set them practically every night. It's the same problem every morning, and they're not cheap clocks. They were gifts, you know, from places I retired from, and I know the place where it came from is very reputable, but I'll tell you, that clock, those clocks all should go. I got a clock in every corner, and nothing's right.
Yeah, yeah.
So I should either be on time or not on time, all the time.
Well, yeah, I mean, you were 10 minutes early this morning, so we were okay, but I don't know what is going on with that clock, but I do know that, you know, people walk in and look at it. But I figure if you're going by that clock, if you're here, you hopefully got a watch. Do people wear watches anymore?
I still do.
Right.
My watch is usually right. Right now I have... I don't know what time. I don't have right time on here either.
Yeah, 17 minutes after.
Oh, then my clock's all wrong too.
But I don't know. That clock has been jinxed since day one, so I really don't know what's wrong with it.
Well, we'll have to christen a new one.
I think so. I do know that the cooler weather is on its way tomorrow.
I heard that too.
Yeah. So maybe people might actually have to turn on their heaters for the first time. You wouldn't know it by today because mm-hmm. today is very warm and right. humid again. But tomorrow is the first day of fall, and it seems like fall is going to come in sometime tonight. I would imagine it's going to be a heck of a thunderstorm tonight that's going to bring this temperature in that's going to drop the temperature 20 degrees.
Well, if my cats are any thermometer for changing weather, they're out here today just ramming around in the house. But I don't know what kind of house I'll have when I get back because they're in charge, and it's not good.
Well, it's fascinating. It's a fascinating time of year because once the weather changes, leaves will start to fall off trees. People will stop mowing their yards. The leaves will change colors. Autumn's a nice time.
Yes, it is. It's pretty. My birthday's in autumn.
There you are.
So, yes, in a couple weeks. So anyway, it's kind of trying to tell you the truth. You know, my grass grows like a weed. I can't believe that he can mow it one night, and the next day it doesn't look like he ever touched it. And I know he has because it's beautifully done. And then you get up, and it's awful again.
Well, this week has just been misery when it comes to temperatures. There's no way this late in September we should be close to 90 degrees.
Oh, no, no.
When we have been all week?
I can't remember ever being in any kind of climate like this. I can remember on the 21st of October is when my birthday is. I remember Mother would always have birthday parties for us with our class and open it up to the whole classroom. And it always snowed. Always snowed. And I always wanted to take my bike to school, and I shouldn't have because it was always a problem to get home.
Yeah.
I lived quite a ways from the school, and that's why I like to ride my bike. But it was always snowing on my birthday.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's really something.
It's a whole different thing. Now, according to the Farmer's Almanac, we had the lady on, the editor, not too long ago, and my understanding was this was supposed to be a cooler December, but mild winter, pretty much. But possibly snow late in April, which, boy, we've had a long summer. There was no spring.
No, there wasn't. We just went right into summer.
Yeah, we had very cool temperatures, mm-hmm. and then it seemed like May came, and the temperatures just went through the roof. Memorial Day was scorching hot.
I know. I don't know. The world has certainly turned around topsy-turvy. It's really something.
So, Marge, what else is going on with you now?
Well, my cats are wild. And I love them to death. They're beautiful. They're just beautiful animals. And they don't like to be called an animal.
Right.
None of my animals like to be called animals because they think they're part of the household and that they should run it. I should just move out and come back in.
Because they have taken over.
Oh, yes. Yes. But they're beautiful. And my best friend went down to the fair in Delaware, and she enjoyed it because she used to go all the time to it. And she meets up with some people from Canada, and they walk around together. And she was in bed. I went to a meeting last night and a dinner. And when I came home, I got home about 7:30, quarter of 8. She was in bed, sound asleep. So she didn't get up till it was time to go to work this morning. So I guess she had a wonderful time. And she said the fair was wonderful. So this is in Delaware, and it's still going on.
Now, when you're taking care of cats, because we've had some talk about this in past weeks, what's your idea about how to deal with a new cat?
I don't know. I had two new cats right off the bat. They kind of moved in on me and pushed me out. I'm no longer the person that's in charge of the house. They run it. They run the show.
They're young cats.
They're 9 months old.
Yeah.
Yep, they are young. And they have taken over. But they're not bad. I mean, you know, I remember Callie was a little handful just being alone. And they are kind of, they cozy up to each other and they kind of run the show. Mm-hmm. And I let them do it. So it's my fault that they're like they are.
You know, one thing I've noticed lately, people are stressed.
Oh, I am.
Oh, I don't know what happened. At some point, you've just got to say, let's have fun in life. You live longer
right?
that way. But people are highly stressed. They're nervous. They're anxious. They're angry.
The angry part, I'll buy. They are angry.
And this is going to lead to something bad happening. I just feel it in my bones that one day something bad is going to happen, and it's all going to be based upon the fact that people are overstressed.
Well, I had a woman in back of me. Now, don't ask me what I was doing wrong, because I was right up with the flow of traffic. She was going beep, 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 all the way down Mount Vernon Avenue.
Yeah.
Now, if she wanted around us, I, you know, certainly would have let her around me. I don't know what she wanted. And everybody else was kind of, when they got to the lights, opening up their doors to find out what was going on. And I don't know what was going on. People are stressed when they're driving, and that's not good.
Well, they're stressed everywhere. They're stressed in stores. They're stressed in parking lots. They're stressed at home. There is so much tension.
Yes. I don't know. I've never seen anything like it.
I don't know what happened. I don't know if it's too hot. I don't know if it's frying their brain. I don't know if they just are, if they need like a stress ball to throw. I don't know. It's gotten to the point where I just think that people are too worried. They need to take a breath, and they need to worry about themselves, and then they need to find something in their life that they can have fun with.
Right. People, well, to me, coming to the radio station's fun.
Yeah, I
enjoy every moment of it. I really hate to leave. I would like to just get under the desk or be a little mouse and just stay here.
Well, we have a good time here, and I think that's part of the fun, but I am so baffled by the way people get so wound. I mean, they're mm-hmm. so wound, and I don't know what you do with that. I have no idea.
I went out to the Opera House. I don't know if you know where that is.
Yes.
And it's wonderful. They had it decorated to the hilt, and they took everybody on the, you know, tour. I didn't go on it because I've been on it many times and thought, let somebody else take that seat and ride. And I went in and sat down and enjoyed the beauty of the dining area that they had us in. It was just beautifully done. And the food, I think, was by a neighboring town. Wonderful, wonderful. It's just delicious. Everything was wonderful. And they are great hosts and hostesses. They're just wonderful people. And if you ever get the chance to go, folks, you're going in for a real treat. It takes you back in time to seeing the farm machinery, seeing the way they used to farm versus the way we're farming today. And we're farming where we're really going to ruin the land if we are not careful.
Well, you know, the corn is still out, and
yes.
I would not think that it would be. Shouldn't the corn be in?
I would have thought so.
Maybe it's because it's so hot.
I don't know, but everybody at that fair, according to Penny, was just melting.
That's why it's too hot.
She said she just could hardly get her breath. And that's not Penny. Penny can go and go like, you know, an energizing rabbit. She's just always work, work, work. But boy, she said, I'll tell you, it was so hot, I just could hardly handle it.
Well, that's the thing. It's not just hot. It's humid.
Oh, yes.
And the humidity will take your breath away.
Oh, yes, yes.
That's the problem.
And I don't know about you, but I'm hungry all the time, but I don't want the food when I get it.
Well, yeah, when it's hot like this, it's awful hard to eat. You know,
yes.
I just want to open up the windows, but boy, you can't. It's awful to sleep at night in this type of weather.
Thank God for air conditioning.
You know, that's one thing. I'm ready to shut this thing off, but you can't. It's too hot.
Right. I tried it.
Yeah.
Your house heats up, and then you have to cool that down. That costs more money. My electric bill, the electric company has to be flourishing.
Well, it never got below 70 degrees last night. That's insane mm-hmm. in this late in September.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But tonight, I'm telling you, if you are somewhere, you better brace your furniture. You better brace your outdoor patio, because it's a Friday night for football, but I think there's going to be a heck of a storm, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure the exact time of it, but any storm that will change the temperature from the mid-80s to the upper 60s is a heavy-duty storm.
Well, I should get my two chairs in.
Well, I think tonight people, because there are a lot of people outside when there are football games.
Right.
And I'm not sure if it's going to hit in that time period. I hope maybe after.
I hope so, too.
But I know it's going to storm at some point today. I'm just going to go home and shut the door and relax. Because last weekend, I was hopping around like a chicken with my head cut off.
I've been like that all week.
I came in here last week, and then we did the football at River Valley last week. And then Saturday morning, I had to be out at the fly-in by 7 o'clock, and I was there till 2 o'clock. And then I came here, and we did some things with Thunderbolt Patterson, who was here with us last week. And then,
he's interesting.
Nice man. Nice
really
man.
Enjoy him.
And then Friday or Sunday morning, I had to be at the midget football opening ceremonies, which turned out fantastically. But it was just like I could never catch a breath last weekend.
Right.
There was something every day.
Now, you didn't try to work at Kroger, did you?
Oh, yeah, I did. I did. Oh, and I went up in the plane last week, the Tin Goose on Thursday, and tried to fit that in. I tell you, my eyes are still spinning because there's been no day off. There's
right,
been no
right.
respite. So tomorrow, I'm nothing. Tonight, nothing. Once we're done here today, nothing.
You're going home and go to bed.
Yeah, you know, that would be fun. I think that would be nice because there's going to be a big storm tonight. And really nothing I can do. I went to the grocery store for the week. But why not just go home and get in comfortable clothes and relax around the house?
Well, somebody said to me, I can't believe that you bought as much groceries and much stuff as you bought, because I spent almost $200, and that's unusual. But I was out of everything. I looked at the shelves, and I thought, you know, what's the matter here? I don't have much of it. I don't have much food in the house, or I eat out a lot. But to me, I have checked that out. It's cheaper in some ways for a single person to just go ahead and eat out.
You know, I need a zucchini. I'm still...
I got a couple in the refrigerator. I'm going to throw out here if they don't.
Well,
somebody doesn't claim them.
I cannot remember how to make the zucchini soup. But that's one of my goals. And
I have a cookbook that has that in.
It's one. I also, good tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Got a couple of those, too.
Got to get some good tomatoes. I'm not much of a fan of cucumbers, though. I got to say that. I don't really like the cucumbers. But cauliflower.
I like
cauliflower. So those are the things I need to get. But other than that, I don't think I'm going to make a trip to the... Going to the store on Friday or Saturday or Sunday... You either go really late or really early.
Right.
Because they're packed and they're stressed and everybody's bumping into each other. This is just a world, I'll tell you, Marge. It's a world.
I know. They just don't have any regard for other people, especially older people. And I'm sorry, folks. I'm an old person, but I try not to act that way. But I'm telling you, it is something else out there. It's deadly. They just soon mow you down as, you know, pardon themselves, you know, instead of... constant, like you said, being all anxiety-ridden and mad at the world.
They
act like they're mad at the world when they walk in.
I don't know why.
I don't know either.
I don't know what's driving that anxiousness and anxiety and anger. It turns into anger.
Oh, yeah, they're angry. I know.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
People are nuts. That's my new thing. People are nuts.
I have to kind of agree with you, probably gives the psychologist more money, but I don't know. It's just something else. And it seems like everything you go to do goes wrong. I don't know if you have that happen. I never used to have that happen.
Oh, yeah, there's always something going wrong.
Always, just like getting out of the car, couldn't get the car unlocked. After I got out, couldn't get my purse. Oh, I don't know. The guy next door came over. We finally fished my one lonely... crutch was in there, and I finally got it in my hand and got it lifting things up, and we grabbed him. We looked really crazy out there. And he informed me, our next-door neighbor here, he's moving in the house next door. So he's going to be moving kind of on the outskirts of Marion. Nice people and kept their property beautiful. I just hate to see the house be sold and gone, but traffic is hard to bear out here on this street, and you take your life in your hands to turn in here.
Well, that's true. Yesterday, there was a truck parked in front of the entrance here, and I didn't understand that. I don't know. It might have been... They were moving something, I think. Mm-hmm. But you had to come in here in kind of a weird way.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't think you'd want to block a business's entrance.
No, I think that's wrong.
But... It may have just been a mistake. They, you know, we do have to understand that sometimes people just miscalculate.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't he a terrible wreck on Old 23? Wasn't that terrible?
Oh, that was horrible.
I feel so sorry for the young man, an innocent person driving a truck from Florida. That just has to be heartbreaking.
Well, and we don't know what happened with her. It, you know, who knows?
Well, we've been foggy every morning, and it's been really foggy. So it could be that maybe she was on a strange road, or maybe she wasn't even on the right road.
Well, and it's still dark at 4 in the morning.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
So I don't know. I guess she ran a horrible thing. Oh, my goodness gracious.
My heart just breaks for the family.
Oh, and a young girl. Not even 30 years old. Mm-mm. It's just so sad.
Yeah.
You know, and you would. It's funny because we all think we got to get places and we got to do this, and there's going to be circumstances if we don't show up. And I'll tell you, when you can't see to drive, pull over. If they fire you, too bad. Because once you're dead, you're not going to get there anyway.
That's right. That's right.
You know, and I don't know what happened, but I just.
Makes you sick.
Yeah, I wish people would just pull over. Pull over.
I wouldn't be out there in the first place. I used to drive a lot early morning to get to schools because I did the northern part of the state of Ohio. But I keep thinking, that's one thing I wouldn't do is drive into fog.
Well, one of the things is there's this thing now about people, I have to get to work. I have to get to work.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. First problem with that is if you're sick. Now, if I'm working the same place you're working, I don't want you there sick because you're going to make me sick.
Right.
And also, especially if you're dealing with like a restaurant work, you're going to make the customers sick. So I understand people need the money, but we have got to have some kind of system in this country where people can take days off and not lose money because
people
don't do it.
Well, and then they penalize you for taking off when you're sick, and then they preach it on the mic, you know, take off if you're sick, but they don't follow through with what they're preaching either.
Oh, no, if you're
sick. Because they really chastise people, especially the lower level people.
Well, if you call in and say, I'm sick today, and why? Well, why? I don't know why. I don't know why I'm sick. Do you want me to come in? I'll come in. I'll make sure to work next to you all night, and we'll see how you are. Then somebody can ask you why you're sick.
Right.
It's a funny world right now.
I don't
now.
Know what's the matter with the way people are acting and doing things to each other. And there's a certain number of people that click, and they work in this little click, and whatever goes in there, that's what goes in the whole program. And I'm not for that at all. Let's treat everyone the same.
Well, see, I just don't care about that.
I
don't care about the clicks. I don't care what a click would say. I have no, you know, it's a funny thing. I have no real interest in what's going on with other people. If something bad's going on, I like to know so I can help in some way. But as far as, like, these little petty conversations and little goofy things, I really don't care.
I don't either. And I don't care that you're driving a Cadillac. I don't care if you drive a Mustang or what's your drive. I mean, that's up to you. You know what you can afford. And just like I told one gal on the phone the other day, was trying to tell me how to use my money. I said, I'm going to tell you something, honey. I'm a lot older than you are, I can tell you. But I know how to handle my money. And I don't appreciate a phone call telling me how to handle my money because you don't even know me.
Well, that's not good.
No, and I don't like it. And I don't think it's any of their business. And I think it's a shame that we're letting this stuff happen. Because they mix people up, and especially the older people. They mix you so much up that you don't know whether you're up or down or whatever you are. And I don't like that. They don't have a right to nose into my business.
Yeah.
That used to be something that my parents was very radical on. Don't nose into other people's business. Mind your own. You got enough to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I agree. And I don't understand... when good things happen for other people, I say good.
Yeah, me too. I'm
good for you.
For them.
You know, happy. Yeah.
You know.
You know, this whole idea about being the best and this and that and the other. Well, that's all opinion. You know, it means nothing.
No, you know, when it's all said and done, who cares whether or not you got the all-around nursing award or teacher award or whatever? Because pretty soon people forget about it. And there are a lot of people that are jealous, and then they form another little clique to hurt you because they're jealous. I don't care what you drive. I don't care what you do for a job. I want you to do what you feel is good to you and for you.
Yes, I agree. I agree 100%. And I think, you know, there's good jealousy and bad jealousy.
Right.
Bad jealousy creates people to lash out. And that's not good.
No.
But good jealousy is, boy, you know when I get jealous of people who have musical ability, people who can sing, people who can play instruments, because I can't do any of that. So I look at them and I think, wow, I'm so jealous that they're able. But it's not a bad jealousy.
No.
I don't wish them harm.
No.
And I'm also, I think because of being in the broadcast field for a while, when somebody does a really good interview or does a really good show, I am jealous of that in a good way. I say, wow, they really do that well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, I don't wish them bad because I'm jealous.
No. No, that's one thing I'm not. I'm not jealous of anyone. You know how I feel about that? If I want it bad enough, I'll go do it and get it. Take whatever it takes to get it. I don't care that you what you drive, what you wear, what kind of education you have, because some of the brightest people are not being used to their ability.
Well, financial people, I never worried about financial people because if you have $1 million, good.
That's
good,
right.
Good. As long as I'm just able to do what I like doing, that's all.
That's right.
I don't need all the fixins and all this stuff around. I don't care.
Somebody said to me, don't you get awful tired of working for other people? No. You've got the headaches. You know, I have fun going in and working. I don't have to worry about behind the scene. That's taken care of by the person who is running the operation. And I think a lot of people don't take and view that. In that respect, they think, well, I've got to be the top dog. That doesn't make any difference to me.
Well, that Shakespeare, uneasy lies the head that wears the crown. You don't, being the boss is not where you want to be.
Oh, no, no.
Because the boss gets all the blame, the boss gets all the hassle, the boss has to figure out all the problems. I never sought to be the boss of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Never did.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't care. I'm more like being on the opposite side of things and being the person who tries to get things right.
Right.
I don't, because, you know, it's a weird word to use, but the boss of something is sort of like a dictator.
Right.
You know, they dictate to you what they want you to do.
Well, I got a big kick out of you because you kept saying the clock isn't right.
Yeah.
And I keep thinking, how did it take me that long to get here? But let me tell you, every light had a line of traffic bumper to bumper. From here, from the Marian Catholic intersection, well, what it was, Marian Catholic at one time, but until I got over here onto Mount Vernon, and what am I on now?
309.
Center
Street.
It just took forever. I thought I'd never get here.
Yeah, and you know, this morning I was okay, but I woke up late this morning. I think because today is the last day of the having to get up at a certain time, and I'm at the end of this, well, it's been 14-day period without any day off, constantly doing things. So I feel like tomorrow I don't have to set the alarm for the first time in 14 days. I don't have to be anywhere tomorrow. And that's exactly what I'm going to be. Nowhere.
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 Well, I hope that works out, that nobody comes up with something.
I'd say no. Okay. I'd say no. At this point, I would say no because if I do anything this weekend, it's going to be something of my choosing that will bring me happiness, not work. I don't need any work.
Nope. I don't need work either.
No.
And just like I need to go, these people drop in. I'm so delighted to see them. I can't wait to see them. But it's not anything I had in my curriculum. I really didn't want to have anything to do, you know, after the show today. I thought I'd go home, clean up my house. I'll never get it cleaned up. What I ought to do is just take and put it out in the front yard and say, come and grab it.
You know what I've noticed about this whole thing about money since we were on this subject? What I've always noticed is people who put money as the main focus never have it.
No.
They always need more, and they never manage it properly.
No.
And I don't know about that. I don't know why that's a... Maybe that's why money is important to them, because they can never get it straightened correctly.
Correct.
You can't spend more than you make.
That's
as
right.
much as you might want to, you can't. And once you do that, well, yeah, you're going to be in a predicament.
Right.
That's logic.
Well, I'm always checking it to make sure I'm at the bank all the time. I check my money to make sure I'm okay, because something can slide in there without you thinking. You know, you get busy, yeah, that's all right. And then you go, whoo, what did I say that for? You know, I don't want people telling me whether I can afford to. And they resent people calling me up trying to tell me how to control my money. And I can tell the voice is young. And I'd like to know what they have that they need to be calling me about my money.
Well, they probably want some money.
Yeah, that's, well, sure. You know, I don't, there's one thing I don't remember ever saying yes to. I'm sure I didn't. But they say I did, so I guess I must have.
Yeah.
So.
It could be.
I don't know. I don't like this thing, oh, will you give money to the kids or will you give money to this one or that? Because at that time I may think, oh, yeah, that sounds really good. You know, I want to do that. But maybe I shouldn't do it.
Right. I agree.
Every time I turn around, somebody wants money.
They do. They do.
And they're one right after another. Oh, that sounds good. I guess I'll get on that limb, too. And try to see if I can't shake off a leaf or two. I don't know. There's too much going on out there. There's not one project. There's many.
You know, I was thinking about Aretha Franklin. You know, she had millions of dollars and died here recently up in Detroit. And it was interesting because she didn't leave a will. Now, she knew she was dying because she had terminal cancer, but yet she never got together a will. Now, that's interesting to me.
Right.
Because she had to have, I'm sure she had lawyers and managers and agents who knew that if she did not put a will together, that there was going to be trouble, but some reason she did not sign a will.
I wonder what reason.
I don't know. But that's, I don't know if she, maybe it was a superstitious thing. She thought if she did it, that meant she was going to be dead. I don't know. I can't figure it, because they clearly knew she was dying. Clearly.
I think there's a lot of people afraid of death. I've never been afraid of death.
No, I don't know why people are afraid of death. I'm not. No.
I've lived a fairly good life. I haven't hurt anybody that I really know.
I just hope it doesn't hurt. If it doesn't hurt, I'm okay with it.
Right. I'd like to go to sleep.
That'd be it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what difference does it make?
Well, I have somebody to take the two little kitties. And I know she'll treat them well because she treats them well when she's at my house. So if she treats them well in front of me, she's going to treat them well. You know, I mean, it's just natural with her. She has one cat at home. And she said that they'd get along fine. And the boy cat will give in to the little girl cat. I tell you, I have never in my life seen a cat that gives in to another cat like he does. He takes care of her.
You know, for a long time, I don't think I have any fears. Now, that's not to say I'm brave about everything, but I was trying to think the other day. I don't have a fear of public speaking. That's a common one.
Nope, I don't either.
I don't have a fear of being in front of groups. I don't have a fear of death. For a long time, people thought I had a fear of flying because I didn't fly. But the main reason I didn't fly was it seemed like any time I was going somewhere, it was for work's purposes. And I had to take recording devices and so on and so forth. And by the time you buy your plane ticket, and by the time you get all that stuff checked in baggage and pray to God that it doesn't get damaged or moved, you don't do it. But last week, I went up in this 100-year-old air, I was no fear. Mm-hmm. There was no fear of it. Mm-hmm. So I guess no fear there. So I'm trying to think of something that I'm fearful of. A lot of people are fearful of being incarcerated. You know, I always figure I've done nothing to be incarcerated, so why should I fear that?
We don't know.
But you know,
we're involved in some that we didn't ask for.
But you know what? Even if you get thrown in the slammer, let's be honest, it'll pass. That's how. Maybe that's why I look at everything in that way. People dying, incarceration, all these things that people would, funerals, death. Mm-hmm. In my mind, I think, well, this too shall pass.
Right.
It will.
It will.
It's you can't do anything to somebody that's going to last forever.
No.
Only if they let them.
Right.
Didn't Nixon say that? Nixon said, people can hate you, but the only way they win is if you hate them.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that something, though, that people hate back and try to be, take revenge out on them. I don't know. I have no desire to hurt another person.
No.
None.
I wish people, even people who hate me with venom, I wish them the best.
Me
because
too.
I think failure is tough for people, and I don't want anybody to fail.
No.
So I want them to be well and be happy and good for them.
Well, that's why I always said I never wanted to be a teacher, because I wanted to be fair. Because I had some unfair people in my life, and I think we all have. And they enjoyed it. I had teachers when I was, you know, in the practice teaching arena at that time, saying, oh, I just love to really dig into them. I don't want to hurt anybody. No. I'm happy for them if they make well.
You know, there are two places in this country that are just people you can see. You can see veterans who are injured, who don't have any money. You can see young kids who never have even gotten through school yet, who are sick and can't do things. Now, what am I? Because I wasn't the best, because somebody doesn't like me, because somebody would put me... Yeah, what do I... These are the people who really had it rough, and I'm going to complain? Oh, big deal. You don't like me. Oh, well, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? You don't like me? Fine. Okay.
You can't like everyone, or everyone can't like you.
Nobody.
And you can bend over backwards and make yourself sick trying to please that person when they don't really care. They just like to make you feel uncomfortable.
Well, my feeling, if you don't like me, I just hope that you're doing something good for somebody.
Right.
You know, you don't have to do anything good for me.
Right.
I'll survive. But I want you to do something good for somebody. Find a veteran. Buy him a meal. Find a kid who has, you know, I'll never forget interviews I've done with kids who had leukemia, people who died from cancers and heart attacks, and it was in the blink of an... Nobody thought anything. It just came.
Right.
And so what am I going to be angry about?
Well, I always look at it this way. I wanted to be a nurse, like everybody knows. From the time I was 3 years old, my mother made me a little nursing outfit, and I wore that thing everywhere. And I probably was an embarrassment, but that's okay. They didn't pay any attention to me. Well, that's just Margaret. She might be that herself someday. And when I got my degree in nursing, I was just the happiest camper in the world. I achieved what I started out to do. My dream. And I really am glad that I went through with it. But I'm also glad that Dr. Brown, bless his heart, took and hired me as a teacher, fourth grade teacher. And with a little kid telling the superintendent, I've helped her all the way. I can't do any more for her. A little fourth grader. He became a superintendent up in Boston somewhere. And I think to myself, I had a little part in his life.
Yes.
I made his life a little bit happier.
Isn't that interesting?
He was failed by the teacher. He wouldn't do what she wanted him to do.
Well, you have a student right now running for county commissioner who
went
into the teaching profession.
Yes.
So there you go.
You know what started her out? She found a little black book in the trash can. She came up, it didn't have anything written in it, and wanted to know if she could have that book. It happened to be a grade book, had nothing in it. Somebody had thrown it away, not me, but she was helping clean my room out before school started and found that book. She still has that book. And she's a wonderful person. She's just a wonderful person.
She had a great career as a teacher and now possibly could be the first female African-American county commissioner in Marion history.
I hope she gets it.
It's interesting. We'll see what happens.
She's a wonderful person.
Tara Dyer is who we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Very nice lady.
Right.
So, you know, ageism is something we don't talk a lot about.
No.
And I have always felt people who push people on out the door when they were older, I always felt that was a real dirty thing to do because they wouldn't want it done to them. And we're all going to get old.
Well, I can remember I helped out. My friend had a nursing home, and they were always sure to help. And so I'd go over sometimes and help out. Not that it was my favorite thing to do, because I was depressed every time I went over there with the people, because they were there forever. The people would tell them they were taking them to McDonald's, and they'd be so happy. I could cry just thinking about it. Take and lie to them, and then take them to a restaurant. How tell me, how can anybody do that?
Oh, just, people.
Just makes me sick to think anybody would. And I got my house a mess right now because I packed up to move to a really a wonderful place. I couldn't do it at the last minute. I had to call the guy and tell him, I'll pay you for the day that I have engaged for to move, but I can't do it. And he said, no, but when you're ready, he said, I'll sock it to you double. I said, yeah, you probably will and you should. But no, I couldn't do it. So now my whole house is a mess. And I don't know if I can ever get it put back together. It's more than I can handle. But, you know.
Well, hopefully there'll be good people somewhere who can help.
I hope so. Well, yeah. Look who's walking in the door.
Yes. Hello. Charlie Evers, one of our hosts here.
Yes.
Charlie, how are you?
I don't know. I'll have to go home and check.
Well, you've been running around all week, flying in the airplanes. And
yeah, everywhere.
Yeah, you'll have to tell us about your adventures.
Yeah. Scott had a similar adventure.
Yes,
I did. And it was a good flight, though. I really enjoyed that, I have to say. And you can always say you went up in a 1920s aircraft. Those are going to disappear eventually.
Everything will eventually.
Everything
yes.
will.
Yeah.
But I think though that something like, what are there, two left?
Yeah, two or four. I don't know for sure.
Not a large number.
In fact, I've got a question today I'm going to ask. When that plane flew out of Put-in Bay, it had a name of a company. I mean, it had a title. I'm going to ask, what was the title on the side of that airplane in great big letters?
When they flew out.
Yes.
Interesting.
What time is it, really?
11:55. This clock, I'm going to take it off the wall today. That's what I've decided.
Yes.
It's going to go.
I'll do that right now.
Take it off the wall, Charlie. The clock comes down. It's like Big Ben going down. This clock, we tried good batteries, we tried everything. It's just a clock that loses time for
it's
some reason.
It's an Ingram to boot.
Yes, but you replace the battery, I replace the battery,
yeah.
And it just will not keep correct time.
I have one like that at home.
But you didn't use a Chinese battery because it says China on the back of it.
I did use a Chinese battery.
No, you used an American battery. That's the problem.
Oh, American battery won't work on a Chinese clock.
Obviously, no.
They didn't meet very well in the middle. But no, this clock, when you set it, it'll work, but it'll lose time mm-hmm. over a 2 or 3 day period. Mm. And then it'll continue to lose time. I don't know if the clock's just broken.
So what time is it really on your watch?
11:56.
11:56.
Yeah.
But it will never be that again on the 21st of September.
See, I believe today's the first day of autumn. Now, I know people will say tomorrow. But it used to be on the 21st.
Yes, it was.
September 21st, December 21st, March 21st, and June 21st. Now, why is it gravitating between the 21st and the 22nd?
Really, it's only a calendar thing. If you look at the old Farmer's Almanac, it will give you a more technical explanation of why or when fall occurs.
Well, the autumn solstice, which in now, mm-hmm. and spring solstice are 12 hours of daylight, 12 hours of dark.
But it's not exactly changing to 12 hours of whatever, or I'm not 12 hours, but equal amounts of daytime and darkness. The old Farmer's Almanac explains all that. It's really interesting.
Well, I know we changed, about 4 or 5 years ago, we changed daylight savings time. It used to start about this time of the year. Now I think they've pushed it back to the first week of October, first week of November, yeah. Something like that.
That's so we could have recreation longer.
You know what I think it really was? I think it was because people are depressed. And they say that longer daylight hours, you're less depressed.
I would say that's true because you've got your mind mm-hmm. occupied.
In Alaska, suicide rates are much higher. Because people become so depressed with almost 24 hours of darkness.
A lot of people jumping off igloos.
Yep.
All over the place in Alaska. But it's a sad thing. But if you, people, when it gets dark, people have this mindset. It's mm-hmm. weird. Because every place I've ever worked that dealt with the public, when the time change happens, they don't go out an hour later. Even though the time, for what I'm trying to say is, let's say it's light at 7 o'clock now. When the day the time change happens, people will not come out at 7 o'clock because it's dark. The number will be lower. Everything moves up an hour. It's weird, and I must attribute that to the darkness, because it doesn't have anything to do with the time. Because if they, 7 o'clock, I'll go to the store, but it's something about the darkness.
Why do we eat at 12 noon?
You know, I don't know. I think it's too close to breakfast.
You what?
I think it's too close to breakfast.
Well, it depends on what time you get up.
Well, see, that's the thing. So you got supper and dinner. See, breakfast has no time. Now lunch is noon, dinner is 5 p.m., but breakfast has no time.
Is dinner 5? That was 6.
I thought it was 5.
Well, I don't know.
But that's another thing. It's called your noon, lunch, and dinner.
A dinner, yeah. That's what I do, too. I don't think it's lunch. I think it's dinner.
Dinner, yes. Dinner time.
But then if you go by the people who say brunch, it must be lunch.
That's almost lunch.
Okay, now, I'm going to meet a group at 12 noon.
Oh, that's 1 minute, Marge. It's 11:59.
Can't make it in a minute.
45 seconds.
25 seconds.
25 seconds.
So I'm late.
Yep.
I don't know how that happened. But it did. It did. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to break. We're going to come back. Charlie and are you taking leave, Marge?
Yes, unfortunately, I'm going to leave.
Marge will be back next week on The Exchange, but Brandy Down should be with us, our new panelist. And then next week, the whole Kookamaloo will be here. Marge, Charlie, myself, and Brandy.
Oh.
But we'll have the three of us today. And Brandy, last week was her first week, and very good.
Oh, okay.
And she'll continue on this week. And Marge will rejoin us next week for The Exchange.
Okay, I will be back.
All right.
So I will go, and I got 1 minute, and it's gone.
And it's you have 9 seconds.
And I can't make it down to where I'm going in 9 seconds.
Now you know.
Noon is now history.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1.